Hello, thank you for listening to this sermon from our Revive service. We hope it helps you learn more about God and allow you to grow closer to Him and in your faith.
Good morning. I am Zach Varner, the younger, better looking clone of Aaron Varner. We will be in Galatians 2, 15 through 21. So if you would open and please stand with me as I read it. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law no one will be justified. But if, in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we are too found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law I died to the law, so that I may live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. Please bow with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you that I have the ability to come up here and speak your word. Please help your word to come through me and it would convict or work through the people here. Please help this go well. Amen. Okay, so a lot of people think Christianity is just about trying to be a better person. They think if they do enough good things, then God will accept them. But Paul explains that being saved is not about what we do. It is about what Jesus already did for us. In verse 15 and 16, it says, "We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of law, because by the works of law no one will be justified." Paul says nobody is made right with God by following the law. Even though people who tried their hardest still need Jesus, we can't earn salvation by being good enough. We're saved by trusting Christ. So the school year just ended and my grades were decent, but if I try to get all A's, then that's what the teachers want. That's what my parents want. But if I fail and get a B, then it's not like the world's over. So now playing that into reality, if I try to do everything that the Bible tells me and I did exactly it, I would still come up short because that's not what God asked us to. We need to trust in Him. If I could have PD and Judah and PA come up, I have a little analogy. So Judah, can you please come up? Thanks, buddy. Since Dad makes everybody come up and do things for him, I might as well make him. So first we're going to have Dad and Judah. You guys are going to hold hands, and when I say 3, 2, 1, you got to pull as hard as you can, okay? Now, Dad is the sin, and Judah is the person. Sorry. I know. I'm beating up on him. Judah is trying to break away from that. 3, 2, 1. Pull as hard as you can. See? Judah's failed. But if we have PD, who's here to help Judah, come over, please. Thank you. Here, you grab that hand. PD, you grab that hand. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. See, now they work together and they defeat the sin. Thank you. Thank you. Now, that was a silly representation, but in the big picture, that's really how it is. When we try and fight ourselves against sin, it's never going to work. It may work for a little bit, but at the end, it's always going to fail. That's why we need God. God is the only way to break sin. In verse 17 through 19, it says, "But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For For if I rebuild what I tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law so that I may live to God. Paul explains that when we follow Christ, in our old life is supposed to change. Christianity is not just adding church to our life. Jesus changes who we are. We can't just walk into church one day and be this holy saint and then walk to school the next day and party it up. That's not how we were called to live. Before Christ, we lived for ourselves and sin. After trusting Christ, we are called to live differently. That does not mean we become perfect, but it does mean our life should slowly look more like Christ. In verse 20, our main verse, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ gave himself for all of us in this room, for everybody on the earth. That's not just a little thing to walk past. He died on the cross for our sins, every single one of us. So why can't we just choose him daily over sin? Paul says it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This means we are not supposed to live the Christian life alone. Jesus gives us strength and helps us live for him every day. Just like I said earlier, we can't do this alone. If you try and break sin, you can't break it alone. You need fellow believers in Christ to work with each other to break it. At school, with friends, online, and at home, we should let Christ guide how we live. Instead of depending only on ourselves, we should depend on him daily. I like to be in control a lot. You can ask my parents, you can ask my sister, you can even ask the Nylingers. But this is one of the things I've learned over the past year, is giving it to Christ. This fall, I did so many things to my hand, and I wasn't able to run cross country when my team needed me. I could have given up and just not been the leader that God called me to be on our cross country team. But instead, I let Christ control how I gave my efforts in the season, and it worked out great. Paul teaches that we are saved by faith in Jesus. Our old life is gone, and Christ now lives in us. Christianity is not about trying harder to earn God's love. It is about trusting Jesus and letting him change us from the inside out. God already loves us. You can't do anything for him not to love you. You need to know that. Ask yourself if you are really trusting Jesus or trying to look like a good Christian. Are you living how you're supposed to live, what the Bible says, or are you living how you want to live? Are you going out till 2 a.m. and partying and getting drunk? Or are you reading your Bible at night or reading your Bible in the morning? Ask yourself if your life shows that Christ is living in you. Could a random person or a fellow Christian or a fellow worker walk up to somebody and be like, this is the example of Christ right here? Not, I don't want to follow Christ because of how he acts. That's not how we are called to live. To close, I would suggest, and I challenge you guys, that this is not something little that we can walk into. It's taking Jesus up daily and choosing him daily. You can't decide Monday, oh, I'm going to choose him because Sunday was really good. If you have a bad day, you continue to follow him because it's his life that you're living through. You're showing Christ through your life. So will you please bow in prayer with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the many people in my life that have helped. Please help Peyton and Luke as they are moving on with their life, and Jacob, that they would share your love with others and that they would be bold with their faith. And please help the rest of the day to go well. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Good job, man. You don't know how hard it is until you're up here. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you for that challenge, Zach. And I'm going to have Zach Flager come up here while I keep talking. I just pray that you were challenged and encouraged through many ways today, not just through the message. So there's many things going on But one single message throughout today, and that was Christ. And so I just pray that you did see that as well. So Zach has something coming up here soon. Why don't you tell them what's going on?
So on Tuesday, I'm going to be leaving for a mission trip with my junior class at CVCA to go down to the Dominican Republic, similar to what Zach Varner did.
Awesome. So we want to take a moment and pray for him and his class as they do that, and just try to, again, be there for him as a church family, and just encourage him as he heads out of here. So it's not an easy feat to go do that type of thing, but it'll be encouraging when you're there, I'm sure. So let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks again for who you are. Lord, I pray for Zach right now and his class, Lord, that you would just give them strength and encouragement as they head out of here. Lord, give them safety as they travel. But Lord, we just pray that as they are there, that you would use them in amazing ways, Lord, that you would use them to show who you are, your love for those people. Lord, I pray that time would just be an awesome opportunity for his class and for Zach. And Lord, again, I just pray that you would give him specific opportunities where, Lord, he can show your light to people, whether it's people on the trip with him, but Lord, especially those that he's going to go visit and serve and be there for. And so that we just pray that their whole group would be an encouragement and a love and a light to those who are around them. And again, we just ask for your blessing on their time away. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have fun. I'm going to see you right after. So that is it for our service. I do want to say real quick again that we do have our church picnic next week. We want you all to be there and to join us, but we do need to know how much of what we're making. I think it might say hamburgers and stuff in there, but we did change it. It is chicken, so there still will probably be hot dogs for some of the kids, but chicken will be grilled by Grill Master Jay Nye this time, right? Now it's confirmed. No, I'm just kidding. He's like, I have to say yes now. No. We're looking forward to that. Again, there will be activities. It's an awesome time of fellowship. We love doing this each year. So that's all I have for you today. Thanks for joining us. Again, I pray that you were encouraged and challenged as well, and that you would just continue to work through what that verse Galatians 2:20 says, and about it's not about us. It's about Christ using us and working through us. So have a wonderful day.